Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Kale and Company, as we roll on a Thursday morning, just 15 minutes away from another edition of
Woo-hoo!
Fight Club.
Since we're on this woman thing, no offense, Dawn, but do you guys remember that married high school counselor that had sex with one of her students, 43-year-old mom,
yes.
Emily Nutley?
Yeah.
The blonde.
Yeah, she was sentenced to prison for having sex with one of her students.
Good.
This happened in Cincinnati. This is cut 17, Phil. This is... Do we know how old the kid was?
I thought it was 16.
Yeah.
I thought... But I don't recall.
Well, let me ask you guys this: 3 years in prison, was that is that long enough? This is this audio video is courtesy of WLWT Channel 5, the NBC affiliate in Cincinnati. Roll it.
There's no excuse for what I did, and I will not try to offer one. I crossed a boundary that never should have been crossed, and I violated the trust of someone who needed to be protected.
By the way, she's 43.
Oof.
Yeah. It's a little rough, right? I'm sorry. Sorry, Don.
Boy.
Gross. Just nasty.
So who's the brand manager effective tomorrow? Do we have an interim basis?
Look, I have two.
Is the search going on?
I have two jobs here, okay? My job here is to do what I do here. My job at 10 a.m. is something else.
Yeah, you do. I will say that it is an interesting transition you make.
It is.
Yeah.
I transition with the best of them. Roll this. Keep going.
There's no excuse for what I did, and I will not try to offer one. I crossed a boundary that never should have been crossed, and I violated the trust of someone who needed to be protected and respected. I live every day with the heavy burden of knowing that I caused that harm.
The teen eventually told his parents. Police were notified Nutley was arrested. She lost her job, license, and marriage. But the victim's family said today their son's junior and senior years of high school were ruined. His confidence was destroyed,
ruined?
As was his desire
ruined.
To play sports in
ruined
college.
My life.
In this situation, I believe that the proper sentence is 3 years in prison.
Wow.
One. 3 years on count five.
Your face.
To serve the same time. For an aggregate sentence of 3 years in prison.
And Emily Nutley seemed a bit surprised by that sentence. She was immediately placed in handcuffs and escorted out of the courtroom. In April, she pleaded guilty to 2 counts of sexual battery. She admitted while she was the director of academic services at St. X High School, she had a sexual relationship with a 17-year-old student.
17,
prosecutors
guys,
say
come on.
She was the aggressor all along, sent him new photos, paid for his pickleball membership, gave him her Netflix password and $100 a month allowance.
I really did not want to have sex with her, but she insisted. She would not leave me alone. She told me she would kill herself when I tried to end it.
Oh, boy.
I didn't know how to get out of the situation.
Crazy broads, I'm telling you.
I finally decided that I didn't want her to do this to anyone else. I told the truth.
I'm telling you guys. All right, first of all.
Well, 17, he's a legend. I mean, the boys probably
guys,
loved him.
No, I disagree. That she was... So, first of all, who is this kid? This kid is, I mean, paid for a pickleball membership. That's like the highlight of his life. This kid is somebody who's an outsider who, you know, I would wonder if she was...
Both her, he was an insider.
If he was sent, ignoring that, if he was sent to her office, did he have any... different diagnosed learning disabilities or what have you. This is a a nerdy kid who's not part of a popular group, because if his highlight is a pickleball membership, he's not on the football team. Okay, he's not a popular kid with a ton of friends.
I disagree with that.
He's
pickleball's the rave
kid
these days, isn't it?
Yes.
This is a kid who she preyed upon, because that's what these predators do. They find somebody, they prey upon them, and that's why they threw the book at her. And she's at a private Catholic high school. This is St. Xavier High School. She's an administrator. She's 43 years old. She was married with kids. She was trusted. Yep. And that's why they threw the book at her.
I'm fine with the 3 years. I would also say,
disgusting.
I mean, even if you wanted to go a little bit lesser on the sentence, I think the real punishment is you should lose your teaching license.
Oh, she did.
Okay, you should never be able to teach
fine.
Again.
I'm fine with all of that. But guys, 17, come on.
There is a difference between 17 and 8.
I'm not justifying it. She's a person of power who, as he claims, you know, used her power to seduce him. All of that, I understand. But 17, come on. It's not like he was 13 or 14.
I just looked up some of these stats.
Kids are having sex at 17. I hate to admit it.
Well, this is happening way more frequently than even I thought, because I feel like we see one of these stories every single week in the news cycle somewhere. I just looked this up on Google. An estimated 10% of students nationally will experience educator sexual misconduct by the time they graduate.
How many?
An estimated 10%.
Gross.
One out of every 10 students. A 2023 study found that 11.7% of recent high school graduates reported experiencing at least one form of educator sexual misconduct during their K-12 education. And in 2023 alone, as far as arrests and investigations, 350 teachers were arrested for sexual abuse.
That's shocking, by the way.
But that's basically one per day.
This isn't like a shock jock take. I'm not trying to do that. All I'm trying to say is that 17 is a lot different than 13 or 14. It just is. I'm not saying what she did was right, but like, you know, she's gross for wanting to have sex with a 17-year-old.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not 3 years in prison for that? 3 years?
Supposedly, though, the grooming process, we don't know who the victim is, per se. The victim's family was very, you know, aggressive and, you know, having somebody speak for the victim here. And that's, you saw the woman speaking for the victim and the victim's family. But what the victim's family said, they said that this woman should go away for 10 years.
Oh my God.
That she groomed him. She was saying that they were saying that this sicko woman was grooming him for years. Wow. That this didn't just begin his junior year, the grooming began previous to that.
This wasn't just a one-night stand type ordeal.
That it wasn't, it didn't just begin the junior year, that this individual had been grooming him. And so my question is, why did she choose, it happened in her office, by the way. So I mean, it's just gross.
So hot.
According to the Inquirer, how about this? In 2024, the state of Pennsylvania took 33 disciplinary actions against teachers in the Philadelphia area alone who were last employed at a school there. I think I just saw this a few days ago. I'm going to pull it up right now. Philly.com, the Inquirer. There was a story, and I believe the headline was something to the effect of, schools should be reprimanding teachers for certain acts, and according to the report in the Inquirer, they're not doing it or not meeting the standard. I got to find this.
This is so gross. She was even sending the student she was sending him answers to tests.
Yeah.
She was, paying for different things,
where
buying
were these
him
teachers
food.
When I was 17.
Here's the headline. Philadelphia Inquirer. Pennsylvania is supposed to immediately suspend teachers charged with serious crimes, and that doesn't always happen. The Pennsylvania Department of Education apparently investigating this. This was written June 10th in the Inquirer, if you want to read it.
I suspect that this kid, because she specifically, it's this Catholic private high school, she was the coordinator for multi-tiered support system. So the kids who were sent to her office
vulnerable
were vulnerable kids, kids who needed support, learning support. So this is a kid who probably has some diagnoses here and is in that so-called vulnerable community, maybe whether it's executive function or whatever's going on.
Yeah.
This kid is not the valedictorian. This kid is not the popular kid on the whatever team you want to look at. This kid also, that would tell me this kid doesn't maybe not have as much support in his private life. No, this woman was supposed to help the most vulnerable kids. She's a sicko predator.
She threw it all away.
Here's my question. Can you imagine how that husband feels? Oh, my Lord.
That's like the husband that had to deal with, remember the wife that got pulled over in her driveway?
Yep.
And remember she was getting handcuffed and the husband's like, where's she going? What did she do? We'll tell you when we get down to the precinct.
Honest question here is that I believe that men and women fall very differently on the sides of these. And I'm just saying that because, look, I say uncomfortable truths. That's what I do here. Like, it's not like it's different. It's different with boys than it is girls. It just is.
It isn't, though.
It is. I'm not saying that she is, you know, she was right for doing it. I'm not saying that she didn't abuse her power and she should be, you know, she should have been stripped for all of that, you know, all of her teaching and counseling and whatever the hell else she was doing. She's obviously a sick, sick, sick individual. There's no doubt about that.
I think to illustrate your point, here's the two hypotheticals I would give you.
3 years?
I think if a 43-year-old female teacher sleeps with a 17-year-old boy,
yeah,
the boys in the locker room are laughing and saying, great job, man. Whereas if a 43-year-old man sleeps with 17-year-old girl,
mm-hmm,
the girls are probably very, very offended and bothered by it. And they obviously should be. And maybe even some of the dudes are like, oh, dude, you can't do that. That's a bad look, man.
Here's my litmus test. If that had happened to my 17-year-old daughter, I would put a shotgun in that person's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
If it happened to my 17-year-old son.
You're taking him out to Hooters?
No. Look, you can say I can see Dawn rolling her eyes. I'm just saying that's just my honest reaction.
I know that people, in all seriousness, people have these different attitudes. But this woman, you know, and take away her dyed blonde hair and her makeover, whatever. This woman is a crazy, sick, psycho child predator.
There's also some void in her life, perhaps a mental illness. Yep.
And it's power. So she chose a vulnerable kid, groomed the vulnerable kid, and how gross is that? And she's a woman, you know, middle-aged woman who's got a husband and kids at home, and it was constant because they have all the phone records.
She was sending
nude photos of herself to this kid. She was constantly after this kid. And the kid was so disturbed by it, finally turned to his parents and told.
Yep.
It's just, and I know it's easy to joke about it and stuff, but this stuff, there was a kid from New Jersey, a man from New Jersey, who talked about, he came out within the last year or so, and there was a school employee who was finally convicted, who had groomed these kids, including this guy, and it haunted him. Well, many years into his life, but the parents had hired and trusted a person, a woman, to tutor him. Well, here, the person was, like, doing this. So whether you're male or female, these people are psycho.
Agreed.
It's all psychological.
Agreed. But it didn't.
Psycho.
It didn't scar this kid. Come on. It didn't. It absolutely didn't. There's no. You know, if you want to argue with the fact that, like, you know, she abused her power, all of that is absolutely true. And yes, she has mental problems, in my opinion, for doing all of this. She has issues. But to say that this kid was scarred for life or that she deserves 3 years in jail for this,
she deserves 3 years in jail.
Okay. All right.
She was in the position of authority in a school with an administrator's title. And look at her job title. She was somebody who was entrusted, especially with kids who needed extra support. And what does she do? She preys on the most vulnerable kid she can find and harasses him and plays psycho games. No, she's nasty.
17-year-old stalker. Are you in?
Ew.
If this happens to you?
But she wouldn't go after you, 17.
Excuse me. How dare you? I was very sexy.
Right, but that's why she wouldn't go after you.
Seashell necklace and frosted tips.
Do you know what I'm saying? She wanted somebody different, somebody who she could have total power over and psychologically defeat that boy.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Gotta give it.
By the way, a 17-year-old boy compared to a 17-year-old girl, because this is my theory on like boy and man years.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? So a 17-year-old boy mentally is like a 12-year-old girl.
Oh, yeah.
I like where you're going.
A 41-year-old man is like a 20-year-old girl.
But guys, 17-year-old men, boys, are having sex. I'm sorry to say.
I don't think this kid was. This kid was an innocent kid.
How do you know that?
Because I'm looking at all the backstory.
I want to see his picture.
And the... Well, yeah,
they protected it, right?
Of course.
Speaking of pictures, I got to give a big shout out to a couple of tweeters. M. Thomas 5, a big Penn State fan, just sent us a picture. He is streaming the U.S. Open from his desk on his laptop while he has a TV on the wall with Kale and Company on YouTube.
Nice.
Phenomenal.
What's his name?
M. Thomas 5.
Thank you, M. Thomas 5.
And then Jim Eckert says, and he tags all of us here, best morning show. And in the picture, he has his flat screen above his fireplace. And what's on the flat screen? The smart TV on the YouTubes? Kale and Company.
That's right. Woo-hoo! Woo. Show us yours.
Yes. Especially if you're a 43-year-old teacher.
I'm just...
Whose own attorney said she was a broken woman.
Yep, of course she is.
Plagued by mental illness and alcohol abuse and had periods of blackouts.
Yep. she's clearly crazy.
Please.
But he's like, you know,
ultimate crazy chick.
Yes, 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 we know that. But this guy is not scarred for life. And by the way, he's not if he's playing pickleball, he's not an outsider. You know what I mean? Like the outsiders are the ones that have the black long black hair and the trench coats and like those are the outsiders.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is you know, like maybe he was an elite who plays mm-hmm. pickleball, I don't know.
No. You want a serious take on this from me? I'll give you a serious take.
Yeah.
Because I don't understand the attraction to somebody when you're, what is that, 23, 24 years? You know where this comes from, Dawn? This is going to get very deep.
Oh, no, here we go.
This comes from, and I think, Dawn, you'll agree. I think a lot of the religious people will as well. Stalker's going to just check out now because he hates this stuff. This comes from people that watch porn. This comes from the corruption that you get from watching that stuff and then living this in your real life. I'd be willing to bet that's where she got that from.
Well, her attorney claims she was, as a child, she was abused.
I'm sorry. She claims
what
she
is
was
funny?
Abused.
It's not no, funny.
No, sorry.
The whole thing is gross. And that's the thing. You know, people will talk about pedophiles. Look at her. She's a pedophile. You don't
He's
know 17. What a pedophile.
He's 17. She's not a pedophile.
I wonder
she's
how she'll be treated. I wonder how she'll be treated in jail. Because we know, dudes, when you go to jail for pedophilia, you're dead. I mean, that's the one thing prisoners do not tolerate is violence and sexual deviance towards children.
Tracy,
but how does that happen for now? Is she going to go to a women's prison?
Of course.
Do women take care of women in prison for sexual deviance? Because we know that the dudes will kill you. Like Epstein, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like Epstein in a general population would have got the crap beaten out of him.
All right, let's bring on the fights, can we?
Sure.
By the way, Tracy said you have no idea what these kids are going through, and Greg and Nick should F off. So thank you, Tracy. See, I'm telling you, this is down gender lines.
Thank you, Tracy.
All the dudes are like, yeah, high five. And all the women are like, oh my God, this is insane.
I don't know that all the dudes are high fiving, but definitely... Generally speaking, it's more accepted by dudes when the dude is on the receiving end of being violated by the, quote, adult.
I'm telling you that if this was a 45-year-old dude and a 13-year-old female, firing squad. I'm not, like, I don't want to go easy on this.
But what's your age cutoff, 16?
It's different with, I don't know. Like, you know, kids are having sex at 16, 15, you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
I don't know.
Even younger than that. 12.
They are.
Yeah.
They are, Dawn. I hate to say it, but they are.
But what you have to understand about this kind of predator, this psycho crazy person, it's not about the relations or the physicality. It's control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's controlling
the
vulnerable younger. Yep. Yes. Yep. And that's what she gets off on.
You're right.
It's gross.
Yep.
Dawn just hates
crazy. She's gross.
Dawn just hates crazy chicks.
Well, pedophile.
I hate crazy chicks,
I will admit, I hate crazy pedophile chicks.
Who likes crazy chicks? I don't even think crazy chicks like crazy chicks.
No, I like some crazy chicks.
I actually think all women secretly hate each other.
Know. We're 4 minutes over. Hey, come on.
Jalen Company Fight Club.
You're looking for a fight.
I am looking for a fight.
Fights will go on as long as they have to.
We know fights equal rating.
You got knocked the f*** out, man.
Today's Fight Club, sponsored by Tri-County Auto Group. Tri-County Auto Group, three locations, one priority. You visit tricounty.com today, tricounty.com. Go there right now, tricounty.com. Get on over to YouTube, youtube.com/at1210, WPHT. And then Greg in the Northeast, I think, wants to weigh in on this. I hope he's on my side, but I'm sure he's not, because, as we know, the audience is never on my side. Tri-County Auto Group. Thank you, Tri-County Auto Group. Okay,
yeah, so this, she was the coordinator of a program that helps students with learning disabilities.
You cannot let this go, sweetie.
And reportedly, according to all the police reports and whatnot, she was grooming other vulnerable kids younger. Ew.
Well, then, okay, fine. But a 17-year-old, nothing. Okay. This is a fight that happened outside of a bar. This was submitted by our good friend and former state senator, Ed Durr, Ed the Trucker, sending me a ton of stuff. So thank you, dude. Keep sending it to me. This happened outside of a bar. Now, what's interesting about this is it's a fight between two dudes, and then a bouncer gets involved and loses his pants.
So the bouncer's probably fat.
YouTube.com/at1210WPHT if you want to see this. Philip, roll it.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh. Boom. Oh. Oh.
Is that a generator?
Oh. There we go. Right in the face. Again.
Oh, look at this guy.
Look at that.
Look at this guy.
Watch him. Watch.
Oh, no.
Watch the guy in white.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Big dude.
No boxers.
No boxers.
He's got no skivvies on.
Wait, was that his?
That was his. Yeah, that was his.
That was his keister.
Buttocks.
Down he goes. Oh, he's out.
Yep. Wow, he KO'd him.
Wow.
That is awesome.
Now, is that between two patrons, or is that guy that delivered the knockout blow also a bouncer or an employee?
I'm not sure. Yeah. You want to roll the video again?
Look at this.
Thanks, Phil. You can see it. Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Yeah, see, if you're going to get into one of these tussles, you have to throw the first blow. You try to do the holding up and the pushing and the shoving, you're getting set up for a shot.
Look at that.
Oh, my God.
That's the biggest butt I've ever seen.
That is an ass and a half.
That is like...
Here he goes.
Right down.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
F around to find out, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, come on.
I wear a belt, dude.
Yeah. We don't know what... This looks like one of those, like awesome neighborhood bars too, where fights like this happen
probably
all the time.
A good spot.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
$2 draft.
Yeah. I was just gonna say beers are cheap.
Great cheap wings. Probably not, like a jukebox in there or.
I'm not sure what city this took place in. But yeah, man.
Oh, he got. I mean, yeah.
Just level.
Ayo.
YouTube.com/at1210WPHD.
You know what it is though. Even though the one fella who's helping out with the assist.
Yeah.
His baggy pants fall down, and you see his big butt.
Sweatpants.
But the women's fights are just with the hair.
I know.
It's more exciting.
Yeah, guys, you know, they throw down, one knocks the other out, and then, you know, they're inside 10 minutes later having a beer together.
Yeah.
Tri-County Auto, tricounty.com, tricounty.com. Thank you, Tri-County Auto Group, for sponsoring Fight Club.
All right, let's get to some of these calls. Maybe Greg in the Northeast will be the brand manager effective tomorrow. Greg, you're on Talk Radio 1210.
I believe it's pretty safe to say that the only one working tomorrow will be Dawn. I'm pretty sure.
I'm off tomorrow. Squad. My kid's graduating high school.
Yeah,
I'm
Dawn.
Off.
Dawn is off tomorrow, so she's the only one fired tomorrow.
Dawn, you better bring a microphone so we can hear the ceremony, because that's about all. Or maybe some Beach Boy music will be played for 4 hours. That's all.
It's a Beach Boys Friday tribute.
you got early on, you were ripping on the Uwe Aberdeen getting married.
I know.
I know. You then you had to think, Greg, I got to say.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm on your side.
Thank you.
46%.
Wow. That's 46. That's good. That's
46?
Fine. I just need to... Wait. Yeah.
If it weren't for the fact that she was like a therapist or she had some power, I'd be in your camp 100%. But I see where
Dawn's
point is.
I do too. I'm just saying that like a 17-year-old having sex with an older woman is not life-shattering for the 17-year-old. That's all I'm saying.
And it's not life-shattering. And Dawn's correct. It's not life-shattering for we men.
Yeah.
We as a species, we're degenerates at heart, and we're not that smart.
Thank you very much. That is you, Greg in the Northeast just knocked it out of the park. He's right. We're degenerates at heart and not that very smart.
Yep.
Not that very
smart.
And
that rhymes, by the way. That's like an Ed from Del Ran rhyme. Yeah, right?
Degenerates at heart and not very smart. Men.
Can confirm.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how about that?
Yeah.
So he believes you're correct 46% of the time.
That's fine.
I think Harry Enten will confirm that later today on CNN.
That is great. I never want you to agree with me 100% of the time. That's weird.
I'm just going to say, I think when we started the conversation about this psycho woman, I don't think Greg knew that her job title had to do with students who were diagnosed with learning disabilities.
Can I just say one thing too? We throw around the learning disability thing a lot, but like I remember the 90s. I remember the 90s. It was like the stupid kids went in there. You know what I mean? And I'm not talking about the mentally disabled kids. That is not what I'm saying. But you know, it's the guys who threw airplanes in class, and they were like, I have
circles that you used to run.
I have a learning disability, and they were put in those classes.
Yeah.
It's not all the people who actually have learning disabilities. I'm of course not referring to them. That's all I'm saying.
We would like to thank Greg Stocker for 20 years of service at 1210 WPHT, and we wish him the best in his future endeavors.
Greg, to Greg, I'm just going to say that to Greg and our caller, Greg.
Yeah.
Greg Stocker is just trying to give an alt view.
Thank you.
That's all. He doesn't really believe.
Just trying to create radio
that
magic.
Psycho pedophile chicks.
Oh,
they should be.
Is today your brand manager meeting?
That woman should go to prison for 10 years. At least. Stop! And let me tell you something. When she gets 10, 15, out of prison, I believe she will for the rest of her life have to register, which she should.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because she's a psycho.
Greg's going to sit down at the brand manager meeting, look at the sports brand manager, and say, "Hey, why don't you try topping what I did this morning?"
Psycho.
Charles is in Camden. Charles is next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Charles.
Hey, how's everybody?
We're good.
Listen, I have to tell you, here's a barometer to show you just how far we've come. I remember years ago, this got to be about 40 years ago or so, where there was a case that came up where this older female had sexual relations with a juvenile kid, male. And the judge ruled in the case that there was no crime here, that what she did was essential to helping this young boy to become a man. And that was the end of it.
Wow.
So, you know, we've really come a really long way now. And on that same note, I'll tell you something else, too. There was a case in which this girl was accusing this guy of being the father of her child. This was before we had DNA tests and stuff, right? So he got two of his friends to come forward and say they had sex with him, too. You know what the judge did in that case? He made all three of them pay child support.
are you saying we've come a long way in the last 40 years as a positive, or you don't think this is a positive?
The jury's still out on that because I don't know what they're using to judge these cases by anymore. I mean, everybody's so sensitive, and they're trying to make boys and girls exactly the same, which we're not.
Right.
Yep. Right.
I can tell you that for a fact. We're definitely not. I mean, men go into the military at the age of 17.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Why? Because they listen to you better then, right? They're not going to ask questions. You tell them to get down, they're going to get down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, that, you know, it's also thing. When you think about the workplace, and thanks for the call, Charles. I mean, in a lot of, you know, corporate professions, they don't even, I mean, you look in the HR handbook, you're not even allowed to date or approach a female about having a relationship. We watch like, you know, these corporate training videos you have to do from time to time at your job, and you sit through these ridiculous hypotheticals and simulations, and like a guy goes up to the girl and says, "Hey, you want to go out for a coffee?" She's offended. Next thing you know, you're in HR and you're fired. So, I mean, if we're at that point in the job place, then what happened to this teacher is absolutely acceptable from a punishment standpoint, right? Because, Dawn, forget the mental stuff for a second, or, you know, the vulnerable the kid that she was with. I mean, you're a teacher. You're supposed to be educating the kid, not sleeping with him, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I mean, if you can't even ask a chick at your job for a cup of coffee in fear of you know, her slapping you and sending you to HR, right. You can't pull this off in a school.
All right, we have to break.
I made a great point there, right? I'm not saying you should be.
Well, that was brilliant.
I mean, I think it was. Anyway, as Joe Biden would say. All right, more
we'll
still
find
ahead.
A chick and ask her to bring you. What did you say?
What do I have to do here?
Bucks County.
Yeah. All right. You know, they don't make furniture or teachers like they used to. If you're tired of cheap, mass-produced junk, let me tell you about Bucks County Estate Traders. Their massive Hatfield showroom has over 16,000 pieces of high-end furniture, and their showroom, 58,000 square feet. You're going to see brands like Stickley, Baker, Henrodon, the kind of quality craftsmanship that has withstood the test of time, and you can save thousands compared to new retail prices. And they have something for everybody. Doesn't matter the style, classic, modern, rustic, traditional. Doesn't matter the room, dining room, home office, living room, man cave. Bucks County Estate Traders has it all. And every piece has a QR code, so you know the drill. Pull out the phone, snap the picture, get the QR code. Boom, you get all the details about the product, the price. Here's a pro tip. Check out their website, call ahead. They will have everything ready for you when you arrive. And speak directly to the owner, my buddy, Matt Stanella. Visit BucksCountyEstateTraders.com and tell them Nick Hill.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love. Or the trends everyone's obsessing over. Or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll send you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company on a Thursday morning. We're going to get to Phil Almquist and Today in Music History. Jimmy Kelly with the Morning Mystery movie clip, preview what's on tap for the Dawn Show. And coming up in just over 10 minutes, our buddy Coop from 98.1 WOGL for a tremendous cause. And we'll give you those details in just a moment. But first, let's get some headlines, some news, and what's going on out there in this crazy world. Time for a Big Three with Dawn Stenson.
It's the Big Three and Nine on Kale and Company.
And we are sponsored by Marvin E. Cans. Number one, we're learning more about the wreckage after that Air India flight to London crashes. All 242 people on board presumed dead as officials are on the scene as they go through the wreckage, just ashes, basically. But in this one, it was a Boeing aircraft, Air India flight, crashed into a dorm for medical students. This happened in India, and so I know the FAA, they were sending help over there as far as inspectors to figure out what caused this deadly crash. Number two, the military parade and big protests fueling clashing visions of America. That's one of the headlines you're waking up to this morning as, yes, the Trump administration planning this huge military parade in D.C. Here in Philadelphia, a clash. Because on one hand, Juneteenth celebrations being planned for this weekend by the local African-American community. Others, they are promoting the No Kings, they say, peaceful demonstrations in Philadelphia. What will that look like? And number three, as we think about the Beach Boys, a legend has died. This is Mr. Brian Wilson, Beach Boys, Brian Wilson, visionary leader and Summer's poet laureate, dies at the age of 82. Three of our top headlines in the Big Three, sponsored by Marvin E. Cans, My Guys Heating and Air Conditioning. I just had that Mitsubishi Electric heating and air conditioning mini split unit installed, our lower level. with all that poor ventilation and ductwork didn't matter because Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Air Conditioning's mini split took care of it. It's a game changer for us. It'll be a game changer for you. Visit Marvin E. Cans, my guys, Marvin E. Cans, KANZE.com.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company on a Thursday morning. Nick, Dawn, Greg, and if you are watching on YouTube, you see Box 4 has been activated.
Woo.
That's because our boy Coop from the Big 98.1 morning show is with us because he is walking from Philadelphia to Atlantic City for Coop's Miles for Miracles, which is a fundraiser benefiting the Child Life Services Department at CHOP right here in Philadelphia. What's going on this morning, buddy? How you doing, pal?
I'm doing really, really well. I appreciate the time. I know you guys have a jam-packed show, so thank you so much for giving me some time today. I appreciate it, guys.
Oh, it's awesome, man. You're doing great work for a great cause. You started out at the 98.1 Borgata Studios, which is right here at 2400 Market Street, and you are walking to the Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa in Atlantic City, not to put in a parlay, not to play poker, but to raise great awareness and funds for a charity that is near and dear to your heart. Take it away, sir.
Yeah, so all the money raised goes to the Child Life team at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, which I know CHOP has touched everyone's life in the Delaware Valley in one way or another. And the Child Life team specifically, and that's what the money goes to, they make it feel like home to these kids, Nick, who are going through unthinkable things. And, you know, your mind can go to something as big as cancer. And there's a teenage girl named Lily Walker who had brain cancer. Thankfully, thank God she beat brain cancer, wants to become a child life specialist now because of the music therapy program that they had there, of the teen. And mom and dad are not allowed in the teen room. Or you could go down to, you know, things like autism, Down syndrome, cleft palates, cystic fibrosis. These kids at CHOP are being treated, of course, by the doctors and the nurses who are unbelievable. But the Child Life team does things like prom and Christmas and whatever it is that you celebrate. There's a Child Life member that's there to make sure that these kids can get their minds off of it for a second. One of my favorite stories is 9-year-old Josiah, who unfortunately was diagnosed with leukemia. And you can imagine all the different treatments that you have to go through to save his life. And one of those things was a spinal tap. And who has, I'm going to try not to get choked up here, as somebody who has healthy kids who are 12, 10, and 7, I can't imagine for one second. Sorry, I'm on the White Horse Pike. I know you guys could probably hear that noise in the background.
Yes, yes.
I'll do my best to walk away from it a little bit. But I can't imagine, you know, the helpless feeling a parent feels. But Josiah will tell you firsthand, he's my buddy. He loves Spider-Man and he loves Minecraft. And so when he was going to get his spinal tap, he was a little scared. And the Child Life member came in with a doll. They have these specialized dolls. And they showed him, this is what we're going to do. This is what you're going to feel. And it had sort of like a haptic feedback so that he could feel what on his body to make him feel a little bit better about it. And that's incredible in and of itself. But then afterwards, they had Minecraft ready to go. Yeah. And if you got kids, you know, Minecraft is all the rage right now. And they're all shouting chicken jockey and all that stuff. And it's just a little story that it's unbelievable, Nick, team does. And so, yes, I'm walking and I'll do whatever it takes to raise as much money as possible for these incredible superheroes.
Go ahead, Greg.
Where are you right now, Coop?
So I just left, just past Hamilton High School in Hamilton, New Jersey.
Nice.
And I'm going about 12 miles. I'll walk to Egg Harbor Township today.
Wow. It's going to be hot today, man.
I know.
Oh, man.
It's going to be hot.
What did you do earlier in the week when it was raining? You just walked in there?
I got rained on, man. I've been saying it on the radio the whole time. Like, I'll do whatever it takes, because at the end of the day, we just talked about Josiah, who has leukemia, brain cancer. Like, me getting wet or me getting a sunburn, it's absolutely nothing compared to what I've gone through and continue to go through right now. So, yeah, by the way, on Tuesday when it was pouring down rain, shout out to the truck driver who absolutely just drenched me with water on the side of the road.
That's amazing. So let me ask you this. So you're doing roughly, because it's about 65 miles, give or take, and you're doing about 12 miles a day. How long does it take you to walk 12 miles? Do you walk 12 nonstop? Do you have a little pit stop here and there? What's that like?
Yeah, so we're not stopping. I mean, you know, if I have to go to the bathroom, I hop into a Wawa or something like that really quick right along the White Horse Pike, which has been pretty much the straight shot the entire way. But no, man, there's no breaks. We walk the entire thing. So it past couple of days by about 2:30. So it takes me a handful of hours to get it done.
Great work, man.
Where, Coop, where can people donate? Because you're doing a great thing. You're, you know, this is a great opportunity. I told Bonnie, our wonderful promotions director, the other day, my wife absolutely, like, has no idea about radio. She doesn't know what I do. She's like, yeah, I don't know. He talks on the radio. She came up to me, and she's oblivious to all of this stuff. She goes, I heard one of your guys is walking from Philly to the Borgata for charity. I said, yeah. So, like, it's reaching people right now who don't necessarily follow what we do or anything, which I think is amazing. So how can people donate and help out this great cause?
Yeah, thank you. And that's the goal, too, is obviously raise the money, but raise awareness, too, for what these people do. And so it's very easy. I actually made the donation myself on Tuesday. And I always say that I would never ask my listeners, I would never ask your listeners to do anything I wouldn't do myself. So I made my donation. All I did was text CHOP, C-H-O-P, to 4. So again, that's CHOP to 34984, or you could just go to big981.com and make your donation, which is tax deductible, by the way.
I'm doing it right now. So 38, what is it?
34984.
34984.
And you have to put CHOP in the body of the text, correct?
That's it. You'll get a text phone, so it'll autofill all your info, take your credit card,
yep,
and you're done.
Yep, I just got it. Thanks for following Coop's Miles for Miracles benefiting Children's Hospital Philadelphia. Click here to give. I am going to give right now. That's awesome.
Awesome
Thank
work,
you.
Coop.
I really appreciate that.
Great job,
Thank
buddy.
You,
Keep
guys.
Up the good work. Be safe. Get there alive and use some SPF 50.
I've got SPFs. I hope there will be a cold beer and a swimming pool ready
Woo!
For me.
Amen to that. You've earned that, brother.
Love you, brother. Thank
there
you.
He is.
Thanks, guys. Love you, too.
You
Appreciate it.
Thanks,
Thank
man.
You,
Coop. See you.
Coop from 98.1 WOGL. Coop's Miles for Miracles.
Yeah, I am.
And by the way, shout out to the New Jersey police that are providing a support vehicle and basically carving out the whole path for him.
By the way, if you're driving, like Dr. Phil McGroin just said that he just got off the White Horse Pike, if you're driving around that area and you see Coop walking, you give him a honk. You know, give him a little shout out because he's doing good things. And you know he's doing good things because I would never have a competing radio station on this radio station.
Right. Most days, Greg's out for blood against Coop.
That's true. That's not true. It's a little true.
It's a little true. You're trying to beat everybody, even in the building. All right. We'll get to the music in a moment. But first, let's get to Jimmy Kelly's Morning Mystery movie clip.
And now, the Morning Mystery movie clip on Kale & Company. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
My name is Jacob Stein, the American Federation of Musicians Union, Local 200. I've been sent here to see if you gentlemen are carrying your permits.
Of what?
Your union cards. May I see your cards, please?
Suppose we ain't got no union cards and we go in there and start playing anyway. Now, what you gonna do about that? You gonna stop us? Stein? You gonna look pretty funny trying to eat corn on a cob with no teeth.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
Now, once again today, a $50 gift card to Gallo's Seafood and Harp's Burger Bar in Northeast Philadelphia. Call Gallo's and take Dad out for Father's Day this Sunday. Gallo's is the perfect spot for Dad and the grad in the family. Delectable seafood and more. Made to order from Gallo's Scratch Kitchen and Harv's Burger Bar. Call 215-333-0484 or visit them online at gallowsandburgerbar.com. Caller 12, 855-839-1210. From the movies to the music, it's now time for Phil Omquist. Yeah, whoever that was that Jimmy Kelly?
I don't know. A mystery voice.
It was a random dude.
That was random.
Who was that?
I don't know.
It's weird.
Sorry about that.
What occurred today in music history?
There we go.
And whoever that guy is, be quiet.
Today, June 12th, we celebrate the birthday of Kenny Wayne Shepherd, who's 48. Heavenly birthday shouts to Pete Barnden from the Pretenders, Brad Delp from Boston, and John Wetton. We also lost, as noted before, Brian Wilson for the Beach Boys yesterday. Six include Wild Horses by the Stones in 71. Woo-hoo! No More Tears by Ozzy in 91.
Yeah.
Let's Go by the Cards in 79. And You Don't Mess Around with Jim by Jim Croce in 72. Album to include Clockwork Angels by Rush in 2012. Humans Live by Howard Jones in 84. Gasoline Alley by Rod Stewart in 70. And Killing Is My Business and Business Is Good by Megadeth in 1985. I love that album. Also in 63, the Beach Boys recorded Little Deuce Coupe and Surfer Girl. In 2015, Dave Grohl fell off a stage and broke his leg during a Foo show in Sweden. He had a custom-built guitar thrown for the rest of the tour, including the show here in Camden that I was at. In 65, the Supremes were top the singles chart. And in 66, Dave Clark Five became the first rock band to make 12 appearances on the Ed Sullivan Show. But lastly, on this day in 2003, Little Richard, Van Morrison, Queen, and Phil Collins were inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. For Kale & Company, I'm Phil Omquist. Yeah.
Let's keep the music going.
Brian Wilson, definitely in the Songwriters Mount Rushmore, but Beach Boys not on the overall rock Mount Rushmore.
Wait, Pet Sounds, the greatest album of all time?
No.
Oh, stop.
No.
But you and Stensland.
No, it's not.
By the way, I had a tweet earlier that said Stalker was incorrect on the album. Where is this one?
Oh, yeah, Good Vibrations.
Are you getting something wrong?
Yeah, Good Vibrations.
Good Vibrations was not on Pet Sounds.
Oh.
See?
It was a single release right before, though, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. It was the same year. It was 66.
Basically, yes. But
well, Barb in Turnersville has identified our movie clip. She's on her way to Gallo's. Barb, what movie did we just play for you?
Barb.
The Blues Brothers.
Yeah, Barb.
There you go, Barb. Congratulations. $50 gift card to Gallo's and Harv's Burger Bar. Congratulations. Enjoy your Father's Day weekend. Thank you so much. All right, Dawn is up in 6 minutes.
Our surfer girl.
Yeah, and we find out what she has lined up.
So we have a treat for you. So first of all, since it's coming up on Father's Day and a big weekend down the Jersey Shore, all those updates, how to cook the perfect steak, the science of the perfect steak. I love this story.
What time is that? Because I need to tune in for that.
So we'll talk about all of that, probably 10:30.
Okay, good.
And we will have in the 11 o'clock hour our treasurer here in Pennsylvania, the great Stacey Garrity. She is also a military veteran, so we'll talk about the big, beautiful parade planned for this Saturday and her tribute to the U.S. Army. But coming up at 10, we're going to take you beyond the headlines and beyond the curtain. So we are going to have some fun. The three of us,
uh-oh,
right?
Oh, no. The three of us.
Didn't we do enough to get soccer fired already?
Greg, so I don't know. Greg, Nick, and I, we're going to be shooting a special promo, but it's all for a great cause.
Yep.
We want you to join us at 10. This is something we've never done before.
Never.
I will say never in the history
of
this great broadcast entity have we done something like this.
Who signed off on this?
You can witness it. You can hear it. You can see it on YouTube.
5 minutes.
Stay tuned. We are TikTok. 5 minutes and counting away. You got to watch.
Yeah, grab a quick nap and we'll be back in 5 minutes. As John Fetterman would say.
Good night, everybody.
For now.
Start your day with Kale & Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.